Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, that is our Tuesday song text off. Glad you're with us. So it looks as if Mark Ingram may be gone. And, you know, he's been such an integral part of the Saints that it's going to be hard to see him in another team uniform. And, you know, he started off with a really slow start, and a lot of people who are Saints fans and LSU fans, they didn't like Mark Ingram because he was from Alabama. And I'm thinking, man, look, once you're on the Saints, it doesn't matter where you came from, you're one of us. But there were people who just really didn't even want him to succeed and went out of their way to bash him. But Mark Ingram really did come into his own. But you got to trust the Saints. You got to believe that they know what they're doing. And also, it looks as if quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is going to maybe be the heir apparent to Drew Brees. At least they see things in him that they find extremely promising. Sports Talk is coming up next, and the guys will be talking more about that coming up. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about a lot of different things. We've been talking about this Justice Department investigation that today it launched Operation Varsity Blues. And wealthy people and people involved in pay for admission to school. I mean, we're talking wealthy people paying hundreds of thousands, or in some cases, millions of dollars to make sure that their child got into a prestigious school. And among the 50 people who were arrested, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe 33 were parents, wealthy parents, who probably had no idea that anybody was watching them. And so they're under arrest because they broke the rules, they broke the law by paying somebody to get their kid in school. In more than one case, there would be money paid to have the student's grade, the answers on the ACT, literally changed so the student would get a better score. There were false athletic credentials created for students so they could become part of a sports program. And they would fake an injury, or they'd sit on the bench or whatever. They'd never be part of the program because they really weren't very good. But these were all the things that were involved. The Justice Department said that wealthy parents paid to get their children into prestigious universities and that they flaunted their wealth. And for every student that was admitted by fraud, an honest, hardworking student was rejected. They were looking for the best education that money could buy. Literally. An actress, Felicity Huffman, and actress, Lori Loughlin, they are both part of this Operation Varsity Blues because they got into school under fraudulent means. Lori Loughlin, I'm sure many of you will remember, was part of Full House, and she's part of Fuller House. Let's just call her Aunt Becky. So, you know, again, this is part of a much bigger topic, which we talked about earlier, and that is that, you know, throughout our society, there are very wealthy people who have the same kind of entitlement mentality as other people have who are highly criticized because they think, well, you know, I'm in America. The government owes me something. I'm entitled to this. I shouldn't have to work. I'm an American citizen. The government should take care of me. That is entitlement mentality. But on the other end of the spectrum, there's also entitlement mentality among very wealthy people. Not all wealthy people. Man, there are some really good, generous, wealthy people. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being wealthy or being super wealthy. But I think there is something wrong with using your wealth to influence people because it's not fair to everybody else. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Another big topic of discussion has been Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, saying that she doesn't think Donald Trump is worth impeaching. And from Houma, Ron, welcome to our show.
Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, man, I thank you for inviting me into your place, man, this afternoon. I only come out here when I hear you out there because I think you got a fine sense of humor. And I think you talk with a lot. I think you have a lot of class. Not only a lot of class, I think you got a lot of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Oh, Ron, I appreciate that. I'm welcoming everybody into my apartment these afternoons when I'm doing the show from my apartment. So glad you're here.
But the reason why I'm calling this, Scoop, because I do agree with Ms. Pelosi, because of the simple fact is, if you look at the condition that our country is in right now, and all these other countries are laughing at us because they're treating us like as though we is a laughing stock, like we ain't going to never get it right. And with all this bickering and murmuring that we got going on around here, from my understanding, what I'm seeing is the way people around here are dying. You know, it looks like people should start getting their mind out the gutter and out the garbage can. Would you think so, Scoop?
Yeah, I think so.
Because right now, I mean, look at it right now, what's going on with this country right now, the direction where it's heading it to. It ain't no good sign where it's heading it to. And, like I talked to a lot of people, and they can see the same thing that I see, what's getting ready to happen in this world. And if it's pertaining to something that right now that I know that it ain't within my best interest, I'm not going to fool with.
Ron, I really have confidence that we're going to get through this because, you know, I was really young, but I look back and I look at the records and I really wasn't totally aware of what was happening at the time. But this country survived 1968. And
Right. Whatever
tough times you think we're going through now, if we survive 1968, I think we're going to survive these times. It's a rough and long and winding, rocky road, but I think we're going to survive this.
Well, I want to agree with you with that to the highest, to the fullest. But you know what I do, Scoot, every day? I look at the mindset of the people. You know, people talking about the world. No, it's not the world, because the world is just going around and going on. But it's the people that's in the world that makes the world just what it is. And I look at the mindset of the people. And, Scoot, I tell you, you know, looking at this young lady got killed with the hammer. I just learned today that one of the other kids ended up dying. Man, I look at it, man, it's just sad, man, what's going on in this world, man.
It's really sad, Ron. I'm going to have to leave it there. I've got to get to a break, Ron. I really appreciate you stopping off at my apartment this afternoon. Also, let's add to the conversation the iconic restaurant, Gene's Po' Boys and Daiquiri's, Elysian Fields and St. Claude. It's up for sale. Now, is that corner going to change? That bright pink building, is all of that going to change? I think the beauty supply store may be going out of business as well. So, like, is this going to change things? Do you hope it stays the same? And can you think of a very iconic New Orleans place that you hope never is sold and never changes? And if it's sold, it never changes. Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. And we're coming back with more Talk on WWL. This iconic restaurant, daiquiri shop, Gene's, is up for sale. Corner of Elysian Fields in St. Claude. And that's one of those areas that is prone to changing. So do you think if somebody buys that, they're going to keep it, Gene's Po' Boys and Daiquiri's? Do you hope they do? What if they come in and change it? Gene's Po' Boys and Daiquiri's is going to be gone. So that is leading us to a conversation this afternoon on the lighter side of things. We like to do this whenever we can. What is an iconic New Orleans spot that you just have been to for years, and you hope it never sells or never changes? Our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Bud's Broiler. I mean, see, that's a classic, iconic place. I don't know what it is about their burgers and their fries, and I haven't been there in a while, but Bud's Broiler's always had the greatest crushed ice. I mean, it was almost like a borderline snowball. It was just the best. Here's a text that says, Port of Call. That's an iconic place that you would never, ever want to change. So what's a spot in New Orleans that is an iconic spot and you hope it's never sold or never changes? 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. But we do have some people who still want to talk about some of the things that we have been talking about this afternoon. So let's go uptown to Butter. Butter, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, glad to hear you're doing better. We thought you were goner.
No, I'm doing good. I mean, a lot of people are disappointed I made it through, but I'm here.
Well, my wife was joking. She said, well, before the accident, Scoot had a face for radio. After the accident, he's got a face for AM radio.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think it's true. You're a handsome devil.
Well, I that's not up to me to describe myself. I think I'm kind of weird. But anyway, go ahead.
Hey, yes. I've been watching the news about, well, a lot of stuff today. Yeah, the Brexit thing fell apart, and looks like they're going to probably wind up staying because they think the Russians kind of influenced their election, kind of like ours. But the thing that I was calling about was this the college thing, and I think you have to kind of see it through the prism of these people. They look at somebody like Jared Kushner, whose dad, paid for him to go to Harvard, and then Trump, his dad got him paid for him to, well, he never graduated from University of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. but he got him into the Ivy League school, and got him out of the Vietnam draft by saying he had some fake injury or something like that. But so people see these things and they say, well, this is how rich people get ahead. They buy influence and they cheat. And when you have somebody like Trump in the presidency, it says it's kind of the opposite of Obama, because Obama, grew up poor, but he had to earn everything he got. But then you see Trump, who didn't earn anything and just used connections and money and still got to the highest office. So people say, well, why not? If I got money, why not just pay to cheat?
Well, I do respect people who inherited money and did more with it and were successful. But, it does seem, history has indicated to us, and even present times indicate to us, that President Trump has used his wealth. And I just don't think that's the right way to be rich. I mean, if you're rich, I don't think you should use your wealth, although I guess it's tempting for everybody to do that. I love the fact that we can go on the air and talk about this major Justice Department investigation that is yielding these arrests and uncovering this very sophisticated scheme where, these rich people were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, in one case, millions of dollars, to get their kids in the right school. And in some cases, the money would go to, school administrators, although the schools themselves were not involved. I know that in some cases, the money was going for the ones that had fake fraudulent athletic credentials. They were going to, some of the money was going to a coach, and some of the coaches would give some of the money to the program, but keep some of the money for themselves.
Yeah, they kept using their wealth to get ahead. I mean, look at the colleges, though. You had Harvard, Yale, American University, University of Virginia. Like, these are, top schools in the country. So, you spend that money and your kid is pretty much guaranteed to have has an easier path through life, getting great jobs and stuff like that. But, they never earned it. And
I think
comes back, people. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I think it just comes. It's the fish is rotten from the head down, kind of thing. When people say, well, they look at the people that occupy the highest office in the land and know that they cheated to get through life, get out of the Vietnam draft, get into Ivy League schools, and they say, well, that's how everybody's getting it, and it kind of devalues hard work. Yeah.
It does.
Just cheat your way to the top.
And even though there's not a direct connection here, maybe there is at least some basic connection between what we were talking about with that Justice Department investigation and Will Wade, LSU's basketball coach, being suspended. And there were some students protesting today, or maybe it's going to still happen, where they're demanding that he be reinstated and not suspended. It almost seems like they are encouraging, even though he hasn't been found guilty yet, it almost seems as if the students are encouraging the idea that by any means necessary, it doesn't matter how you achieve winning, as long as you achieve winning.
Yeah, these people just don't have the ethics. The ends justifies the means.
Right. It's not all rich people. I don't want to blanketly criticize the wealthy, because there are so many wealthy people. I mean, Tom Benson did a lot of great things as a wealthy person. I forget the name of the guy who is Rex this year, but Bo, one of the Bo brothers. He was one of the Bow Brothers, and a big construction company, and apparently just has done outstanding things with his money. So, you know, we're not talking about all the rich, but we are talking about those rich that do flaunt their wealth. Butter, I have to leave it there. I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, the Red Maple in Old Gretna. We're talking about places that are here, iconic places that you hope are never gone. But, you know, you never know. Here's a text that says, Rocky and Carlos, down in the parish. Rocky and Carlos, you know, that is an iconic, special place. And they came back. They have had some difficulties over time, but they have come back. Verdimart, another text says, K&B, where you at? Well, K&B was gone a long time ago. So, look, what is a place that you hope is never gone because it is such an iconic spot in New Orleans? We'll be back. It's so sad, but I mean, there is some truth in that. Only the fools play by the rules. By the way, CNN is reporting that actor William H. Macy's wife is going to be in court because his wife is facing charges in the college entrance scandal. And I think that list is only going to grow. So we're talking about iconic places that you hope never go away. And I thought about this topic because there are so many great places in and around New Orleans. And sometimes places go away. They're not there all the time. And I'm thinking about the fact that Jeans, Po' Boys, and Daiquiris on Elysian Fields in St. Claude, that bright pink building, that's a classic spot, iconic location, it's up for sale. So that means it might change. So what are some places that you hope never change? Here's a text that says Parkway Tavern. Another text says Café Du Monde. Another text, Lee Circle. Another text, Superior Grill. Now, you know, Superior Grill, I remember, in fact, I was talking to somebody about this just the other day. Superior Grill used to be Que Sera. And boy, do you remember back in the day, I mean, back in, I guess it was the mid-80s, and maybe even the early 90s. Yeah, it was the early 90s as well. Do you remember how big happy hour was every Wednesday at Que Sera? And I got to tell you that there were times that I would go to Que Sera happy hour, and I'm not proud of this, but this is reality. I would go directly to work the next day from having been out starting at Que Sera. I mean, that was crazy. We wouldn't do that anymore. Don't recommend that, by the way. Another text says New Orleans hamburgers and seafood. Here's an interesting text that says Galatoire's never changed. And that's true. John George's bought Galatoire's, and Galatoire's really, as far as I know, I'm not a frequent diner there, but as far as I can tell, Galatoire's pretty much stayed the same or maybe even got a little better. From Gonzales, Derek, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, this is one, two significant places. Where you said one of them first would be Parkway, and another one would be my favorite chicken in New Orleans, Willie Mays Scotch House.
Willie Mays, yeah.
And I wish that one place would have never closed, and not to cut you off, that would have been Scandals. Remember those days?
Well, I remember them, and as far as I know, that information is still sealed by the authorities. It was, I'm lucky to be alive today, as a lot of us are who went through those years. Derek, I appreciate the call. And from Belle Chasse, Gene, you're on WWL. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I work for the post office on Loyola, and we would have debris every Saturday morning. And when we heard that the Landrieu brothers were going to take and sell mothers, it was like, oh, hell, what's going to happen to the food now? Because we would have the hot debris from mothers, and we'd go to Leidenheimer's and get the French bread.
Oof.
And let me tell you something. That was such a wonderful meal every Saturday. And, you know, there's not many places I can remember that I enjoy food so much.
So you guys would put that together yourselves. You would go get the Leidenheimer French bread, and you get the debris from mothers.
That's right. And they knew, because I knew Jack and Eddie from delivering the mail for years down there. And, of course, all the carriers back in those days, we had an understanding. We would eat lunch at 8 o'clock in the morning because we used to go to work at 6 in the morning. But everybody had a how you want to call it, a credibility, meaning that you ate before you started delivering your mail, and you didn't stop. Everybody got in on time. Everything worked out well. Of course, a different ball game today, though.
Yeah,
but the Landry's, they really took care of it. They were such wonderful people. And, of course, it's still good food. Don't get me wrong. I still eat there.
All right, Gene, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Here's a text that says, Lyuse is on Bienville. You know, whenever my son and his wife come to town, that is a must stop for them. They must stop at Lyuse's and eat at Lyuse's on Bienville. Another text says, I hope Parkway never closes. Love those po' boys. Yeah, the food at Parkway Tavern is pretty amazing. Here are a couple of texts that say Mandina's. Here's a text that says Camellia Grill. And another text says Galatoire's. Another text says Colette's. Hope that Colette's. You know, Colette's is not actually, it's not really a restaurant. It's not a dining experience. It's another kind of experience. But, I mean, if you went into Colette's, for example, and if you said we need a table for four, it means something completely different than if you walk into a restaurant. Here's a text that says Central Grocery is something that you hope never goes away. Another text says The Fly. Here is a text that says Charlie's. Another text says, 4 to 7 p.m. Que Sera. I get lit. 3-for-1 happy hour bra. Yeah, look, I'm not recommending this. And sometimes when I've got to get to a break here. Sometimes when we talk about the past, or I bring up my past, I'm not suggesting that you follow in my footsteps. I'm just sharing the reality of the way it was. And I'm happy to be here. And there were a lot of things that we didn't pay attention to back then that people pay attention to today that we should have paid attention to back then. So the point is, many of us are lucky to be alive. Here's a text that says, I would hate to see RNOs. And I used to think that was the radio station, but it's RNOs. R and nos, basically, but it's ampersand. R nos in Bucktown. Hate to see that disappear. But it all comes down to money, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And sometimes people buy places and an iconic place will suddenly disappear because the land, the real estate, is more valuable than the business. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, we'll dedicate this song to those rich girls who benefited because their parents were so wealthy they got into colleges when they really weren't supposed to. Oh, there are benefits to being rich. And look, I'm not criticizing anybody for being rich, but, you know, I think it's only fair that the rich play by the same rules that you and I play by. And there are benefits that come to many of the rich that don't come to others. And, you know, a lot of very wealthy people are great humanitarian people, and they don't take advantage of their wealth. And then there are others that really do abuse their wealth. Okay, so we're talking about Gene's Po' Boys and Daiquiri's at the corner of St. Claude and Elysian Fields, that pink building. It's up for sale. And it may be that the property is more valuable than the business. So, again, would you blame somebody for selling? I mean, what if you had this business and you were offered so much more than the business was worth because of the property? Wouldn't you take advantage of that? I would. And not everybody would, but I think I would. So this kind of led me to thinking about places that are iconic New Orleans spots that you would hate to see somebody come in and buy them and either change them or make them gone. Because there's a possibility, I mean, I don't know if it's for sure that Gene's Po' Boys and Daiquiri's is going to stay the same. Here's a text that says, Lee's Hamburgers. I've gotten a couple of texts about Mandina's. Now, none of these places that I know of, none of these places that we're mentioning are about to go away. We're just talking about those places that we would hate to see disappear. Mina's in the French Quarter, classic spot. Felix's in the Quarter. Here's a text that says strip clubs on Bourbon Street. another text says we want Poncho's on Veterans Back. Poncho's, didn't they have that big, wasn't that a big buffet place? Here's a text that says, Clover Grill, best burger in the city. Clover Grill is deep down on Bourbon Street, and it's open 24 hours, and I have resorted to eating there on occasion. And you wonder if the food is really that good, or if at that point in your life, anything tastes good. Here's a text that says Mosca's. Another text says Crescent City Brew House. Another text says Middendorf's. Here's a text that says, this is from Tommy in Biloxi. I miss Johnny White's Sports Bar. But, there's still a Johnny White's on Bourbon Street, isn't there? Another text says Church's Chicken Jalapeno Bombers. Another text says Dookie Chase. Another text says, your voice is iconic, Scoot. I'll take that as a tremendous compliment. I don't think anybody's going to come buy me out. Here is another text that says, Ruby's Roadhouse. I remember that place when I lived on the North Shore. And I've got a text here, Taco Bell and Slidell. And I know there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, wasn't there a Taco Tico on Veterans Highway? There was just this funky little place. And when my sister and her husband would fly in from Dallas, they had to go there. And they would go there on their way to the airport, so they would have Taco Tico from Veterans Highway on the plane on the way back. All right, if you want to give us a comment, just go to our website, 870-870. I'm Scoot. Sports Talk is coming up next. The guys are going to have a lot to talk about concerning all of the words that are being talked about concerning the Saints and thinking about Mark Ingram and thinking about Teddy Bridgewater. So a lot is going to be talked about. So stay with the guys. In fact, it's going to be Deuce McAllister. Bobby Hebert and guest host Zach Streif. Bobby and Zach, studio together, Sports Talk, coming up next at 4 o'clock. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, so I'm getting some text that there is still a Taco Tico alive and well. The only Taco Tico known is on Williams Boulevard near Veterans. So thank all of you for those texts. I'm getting texts here. The Swamp Room, another text says Vera's Seafood in Slidell. Another text says places that you hope never get sold out and disappear. My weed dealer, I can understand if that's your deal. Remember Crazy Johnny's Steakhouse in Fat City? Yes, I do. Another text says the Roosevelt. Another one says Luther's Barbecue. Napoleon House, another classic place. Yeah, sometimes you look at places, and because a property value has changed in so many parts of New Orleans, sometimes the property value is more valuable than the business, and so there's always the potential that an iconic place may disappear. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert and Zach Streif, and I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producer, Todd Manessis, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke, chief engineer, Butch Landry, and thank you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.